All right, I am joined by Ian Hall. Now, Ian Hall is one of the organizers for the Rucksack Marches for Remembrance. And we're going to talk about that and how it applies to the Yarmouth area, too, because we've been having Rucksack Marches for the last few years. Ian, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So how long have you been doing this?
Our first Rucksack March here in Edmonton started in 2017. It was thrown together kind of last minute. For years, myself and our other organizer, around November 11th, we kind of got together and said, you know, we should really do something instead of just meeting up. We should, you know, raise some awareness for occupational stress injury and PTSD. So September of 2017, we're like, hey, November 11th is right around the corner. We should do something. So in about 6 weeks, we threw together the first Rucksack March for Remembrance. We had about 30 participants, and we're able to raise $5,000 for Wounded Warriors Canada.
That's pretty amazing.
So over the last 4 years, our event has grown. You know, every year we got a little bit bigger. Last year, we were able to expand to Calgary, had an event there. And this year, we're looking at 8 events across the country. You know, Yarmouth, Todd Muse there has been running his events, and this April, because of COVID, he wasn't able to host his event. So we're getting together, and you know, he's going to host a Ruck March there on November 7th. So Rucksack Marches have kind of been around for a long time, going way back to soldiers being soldiers. It's how light infantry soldiers move around the battlefield. You grab all your gear and you walk from one place to another. Even modern military units still use the Rucksack March as a measure of, you know, physical fitness. You grab all your gear, you put it on, you go for a certain distance and you time. And every country has a different kind of time period and weight standard, but it's all a similar format. So we decided one of the great things with the Rucksack March is that, you know, if you're walking 10, 15, 20 kilometers, carrying, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80 pounds, there's not much to distract yourself from how uncomfortable it is other than talking to the person next to you. Mm-hmm. And one of the things with, you know, mental health, occupational stress injuries, PTSD, is a lot of people don't want to talk about their conditions. Whereas when you're in a rucksack environment, you're kind of forced to talk to other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I mean, that was one of the things we found the first year, is that people who had, you know, things that they didn't want to disclose were able to disclose it to a perfect stranger, someone they'd never met before, someone they would maybe never even see again, and they could just, you know, spend the hour or two when they're out there to just talk. Now, not everyone who comes to the Rucksack March has occupational stress injury or PTSD, but we've had, you know, family members of, you know, military veterans who've taken their own lives come and talk to, you know, veterans who were kind of actively thinking about suicide. So they were able to kind of communicate, talk back and forth, and kind of help each other out, right? So it was a great bonding experience for quite a few people to participate in as well.
Amazing. Now, Yarmouth is going to be the only spot in Atlantic Canada where you can take part in this Rucksack March. So this is kind of a big deal. It'd be great if we could have people from all over Atlantic Canada to come in and do this march.
Yeah, and that's what we found in Alberta, is that last year our event, we had people coming from Medicine Hat, which is like a 7-8 hour drive away. There's a lot of people that this, you know, just these events happening mean a lot to, and people are traveling, you know, great distances to come participate, which as an event organizer, it's pretty humbling when you hear how people, you know, drove all night to come to your event, or traveled 6-7 hours to show up and be a part of it. It makes things easier for you to plan, knowing that people have that kind of commitment. And I'm sure you'll find in Yarmouth there as well that, you know, people will, it's almost like Field of Dreams. If you beat it, build it, they will come. People will find a way to get there and to be a part of it.
So this is happening on the 7th of November. Is it happening on the 7th of November at all the different locations?
All but one. So seven of our locations are all holding it on November 7th. We have one other one that is happening September 19th in Whitby, Ontario, which is the home of, or the home base for Wounded Warriors Canada. The reason why they chose September 19th is the anniversary of the end of Operation Medusa, which was a conflict in Afghanistan. So they wanted to kind of mark that that special, you mean that anniversary, because for a lot of Royal Canadian Regiment members, that means a big deal to them. So they wanted to, they chose that day, that's going to do the airs, but everybody else, it's going to be November 7th. I think Yarmouth will actually probably be the first one that day, being the time zone and everything. You guys will probably be getting close to finish while us in Edmonton are getting started.
Yeah.
So, no, it'll be nice to see, you know, this come together. It's been tough planning with, you know, COVID right now. Everyone's kind of, everyone is in a different boat to some extent.
Yeah.
You know, Atlantic Canada, you've been pretty lucky that you've been relatively unscathed. You know, Ontario, Quebec has been a little different. So they're not every ruck march will probably look the same. Some of the ones are probably going to be a little more social distancing. They might have limited numbers on site. We'd love to have, you know, in Edmonton last year, we had 100 people come out. From the pictures I've seen of Todd's events there in Yarmouth, probably looking at similar size crowds. So it'd be nice if we can get that many people together, because the other thing I found is that there will always be one or two people at the event that are really struggling, and to see that many people show up and to feel the support of that crowd means a great deal to them.
I would think so. It's kind of what it's all about when it comes right down to it. The fact that now you can say, you know, it's a cross-country event, that's pretty significant stuff.
Yeah. Well, I've always been, as a kid, I was a huge fan of Terry Fox. I thought he was an amazing Canadian. And really, that was our goal, was to create something simple that pretty much anyone can be a part of. Now, I know earlier I talked about, you know, heavier weights when people are rucksack marching. Really, bring what you want. You know, some people bring a giant backpack that's full to the gills with weight plates and all kinds of stuff. Other people show up with a water bottle and a bag of trail mix. It's much more important about, you know, being a part of the event than, you mean, feeling like you have to carry an insurmountable weight. I know the other thing we've noticed is some guys will do challenges that they'll fundraise by saying, okay, for every dollar you give me, I'll put 2 pounds in my backpack. So we had a guy last year, I think he was carrying 150 pounds or something like that, just because that was the fundraising goal that he was, you know, he'd been kind of challenged to, right? So you'll have a little bit of everything. You know, we had one lady come out one year. I don't think she'd ever walked that far in her entire life before. So for her just to complete the 22 kilometers for us, and I think in Yarmouth you're doing, I got to get my math right here, I think about 15 kilometers. That, you know, I mean, that's, for her just to walk that far was a massive accomplishment. So it's been nice to kind of give something back. Like, I owe a lot of my success that I have today through my time in the military, like as I'm sure a lot of people are. Not everyone had that same success. Not everyone had that same experiences that I did. I owe a lot to those people, and to be able to give a little bit back, you mean, is, I'm in a position that I can do that.
Ian, if people want to find out more about this in anticipation and start to train for it, how do they get a hold of you? Is there a website that's easily accessed?
Yep, our website right now is ruck4rem, so RUCK, the number 4, REM.ca, and that'll take you to our main sign-up page. My email's on there if anyone has any additional questions. Todd's information there for Yarmouth is there. You know, we'd be happy to field any questions. We have Instagram as well, also ruck4rem. We're on Facebook, Rucksack March for Remembrance. And starting soon, we're going to start putting little videos and tips on how, for those who maybe haven't done like something like this before, you know, how to start training, how to start preparing, little tips and hints to go along the way.
Excellent. Ian, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to us. Maybe we'll talk again soon as we get closer and closer to November and see how things are coming together.
Excellent. Thank you very much for having me on today. It's been
a
pleasure.
I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot. That's Ian Hall. He's the organizer for the Rucksack March for Remembrance for Wounded Warriors.